Now he moves here in verse 7 to go into some detail about the trials we're going to have down here. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Now, he uses a very apt illustration. And he uses now a very wonderful word, precious. Now, that is a woman's word, by the way. I know a dear lady, and she's a dear saint of God, and she listens to this program, and she's listening right now, and she'll know I'm talking about her, too, but that's all right. I love her in the Lord. She's a wonderful saint of God, and she's up now in her 70s. But everything to her is precious. She told me I'm precious. He told me that my program is precious. He told me that something I said was precious. And she said that something that someone gave her was precious, and that she had a precious time visiting some friends, and they had a very precious meal. Everything is precious. It's a little overworked word today, but it's a good word, and you know who uses it here in this epistle? It's Simon Peter, that great big rugged fisherman. He talks about that the trial of our faith is precious, and he uses the word precious here 7 times. We'll see it as we come to it. And he says it's more precious than gold that perisheth. Now, gold perisheth. But how do you try gold? Well, listen to him. Then of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now you see that he says the trial that you're going through is for a purpose. It has a very present purpose. God today is doing for you what they do with gold. Now, when they go and mine gold, what do they do with it? They bring it to the smelter, and they put it in a red-hot furnace. To destroy the gold? No. Purify. You see, when they melt it, the dross is drawn off, and you get pure gold. He's using a very apt illustration, because he's going to say here, we've been redeemed not with silver and gold, but something more precious, the blood of Christ. Now, our testing today that God gives to us, he puts us in the furnace, not to destroy us, not to hurt us or harm us. Well, he wants pure gold, and that's the way that he's going to get it. And friends, that is what develops Christian character. I don't care what you say, it is at a time like that, when the tests come, that precious gold appears and the dross is drawn off. And that's God's method. That's God's school. And that's left out of the programs today. If you just get a hold of some gimmick, and everybody's teaching it right now. I listened to a very wonderful preacher on the radio, and I love him. He's a personal friend of mine, and I think he's a great preacher. But he's gone into this, that, boy, if you just get with it, and that simply means, by the way, that you've got to become sufficient within yourself, and you've got to become adequate, and you must recognize these things. My friend, the thing you recognize, you're nothing, that you're not adequate. You're not sufficient. You never will be. The only thing is that you come as a sinner to Christ, then he saves you. Then, my friends, he wants to live his life through you. And that's the only thing. And the only way he can do it for us is that he gives us trials and troubles. Now, there are a great many shortcuts today. The only thing is the shortcuts don't lead to anything but a dead-end street. And the only thing that will bring us into a growth and maturation is the fact that we'll have trials. And then at the time of the appearing of Christ, he says here, the appearing of Jesus Christ, you will thank God for your trials. And I'm of the opinion that many of us are going to wish we had more trials when we get in his presence. I think that we're going to see the value of it. Just think of the trials that Paul went through. And this man, Simon Peter, he's going to be crucified. And he was crucified, of course, from where we are today. But when he wrote this, crucifixion was ahead of him. And he says the trials are going to really bring out the gold. And when you appear in his presence, that's the thing that you're to look forward to.